Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. My name is Ram Goldhar, and today Maseches Kedushin Daf Chafei, the first parak Ha'isha Niknes. The Zichud Maseches Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas Torah. So the three daf we're going to focus on: number one, a brisa lists the 24 roshei evarim for which a slave goes free for their destruction. Rebbe adds castration, and Ben Azai adds the tongue, which is exposed when one speaks. Although this implies that Rebbe does not consider the tongue exposed, this is disproven because Rebbe holds an argument with the Rabbanan that the tongue is considered exposed regarding sprinkling mechatas, which must land on an exposed part of the body, and to consider a bechor a balmum when it's missing most of the speaking part of the tongue. Ula explains the machlokas regarding sprinkling mechatas. All agree regarding contracting tumah, the galulihu etzel hasheretz, that the tongue is considered exposed regarding hasheretz, although beis hastarim, hidden organs, cannot contract tumah through touch, because the pasuk says asher yigabehem, that which he shall touch, and the tongue can be externally touched. All agree regarding tevila that the tongue is not considered exposed, and water need not enter the mouth, because the pasuk says varachetz basar b'mayim, and he shall immerse his flesh in the water, requiring only fully external organs, similar to flesh, to be immersed. Their argument about mechatas is whether sprinkling should be compared to tumah or tevila. Point number two, Ula said that even Rebbe agrees that the mouth is considered concealed regarding tevila, and water need not enter it. This is challenged from an incident in which Rebbe's slave woman immersed herself and later found a bone stuck between her teeth, constituting a chatzitza, and Rebbe required her to repeat her tevila. This proves that Rebbe holds that water must enter the mouth. The Gemara answers that need to be as mine will be inan, granted that we do not require water to actually enter the mouth. Makam harui labo b'mayim be'inan, but we do require the mouth to be a place fit for water to enter. The bone stuck in her teeth rendered that part of her mouth unfit for water to enter. This requirement is based on Rabbi Zera's principle, ko harui labila, any mincha fit for mixing the flour and oil, ein bila ma'akevas bo, the mixing is not critical, and the mincha is valid without it, v'she'enu harui labila, but any mincha, which is unfit for mixing because of an incorrect proportion of flour to oil, bila ma'akevas bo, the mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. And point number three, the next mission states, Behema gasa niknes b'mesira, a large animal, such as cattle, is acquired with handing over, meaning handing over the reins, b'hadaka b'hagba, and a small animal, such as sheep, is acquired by lifting it, according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say, Behema daka niknes b'meshicha, a small animal is acquired with drawing it near. Rav announced that a large animal is acquired with meshicha, and the Gemara explains this is based on a brisa in which Chachamim say all animals are acquired with meshicha, and Rabbi Shimon says all animals are acquired with hagba. Rav Yosef asked that according to Rabbi Shimon, how can one acquire an elephant which cannot be lifted? Four answers are offered. Number one, Abai said it can be acquired with chalipin, exchange of items. Or two, besocher es makomo, by renting its place where it stands, thereby acquiring with a chatzer. Number three, Rabbi Zera said he can place four vessels under the elephant's feet, acquiring with his vessels like a chatzer. And number four, bechavilei zemoros, he can place bundles of vines three tefachim high, then compel the elephant to step on them, causing it to be lifted above the ground. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, a brisa lists 24 roshei evarim for which a slave goes free for their destruction. Rebbe adds castration, and Ben Azai adds the tongue, which is exposed when one speaks. Although this implies that Rebbe does not consider the tongue exposed, this is disproven because Rebbe holds an argument with the Rabbanan that the tongue is considered exposed regarding sprinkling mechatas, which must land on an exposed part of the body, and to consider a bechor a balmum when it's missing most of the speaking part of the tongue. Ula explains the machlokas regarding sprinkling mechatas. All agree regarding contracting tumah, the galulihu etzel hasheretz, that the tongue is considered exposed regarding hasheretz, although beis hastarim, hidden organs, cannot contract tumah through touch, because the pasuk says asher yigabehem, that which he shall touch, and the tongue can be externally touched. All agree regarding tevila that the tongue is not considered exposed, and water need not enter the mouth, because the pasuk says varachetz basar b'mayim, and he shall immerse his flesh in the water, requiring only fully external organs, similar to flesh, to be immersed. Their argument about mechatas is whether sprinkling should be compared to tumah or tevila. Point number two, Ula said that even Rebbe agrees that the mouth is considered concealed regarding tevila, and water need not enter it. This is challenged from an incident in which Rebbe's slave woman immersed herself and later found a bone stuck between her teeth, constituting a chatzitza, and Rebbe required her to repeat her tevila. This proves that Rebbe holds that water must enter the mouth. The Gemara answers that need to be as mayim will be inan, granted that we do not require water to actually enter the mouth. Makam harui labo b'mayim be'inan, but we do require the mouth to be a place fit for water to enter. The bone stuck in her teeth rendered that part of her mouth unfit for water to enter. This requirement is based on Rabbi Zera's principle, Koharugua Bila, any mincha fit for mixing the flour and oil, ain bila ma'akevas bo, the mixing is not critical, and the mincha is valid without it. V'she'enu ruigua bila, but any mincha, which is unfit for mixing because of an incorrect proportion of flour to oil, bila ma'akevas bo, the mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. And point number three, the next mission states, Behema gasa niknes b'masira, a large animal, such as cattle, is acquired with handing over, meaning handing over the reins, v'hadaka b'hagba, and a small animal, such as sheep, is acquired by lifting it, according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say, Behema daka niknes b'mashicha, a small animal is acquired with drawing it near. Rav announced that a large animal is acquired with Mashiach, and the Gemara explains this is based on a brayta in which Chachamim say all animals are acquired with Mashiach, and Rabbi Shimon says all animals are acquired with Hagba. Rav Yosef asks that according to Rabbi Shimon, how can one acquire an elephant which cannot be lifted? Four answers are offered. Number one, Abai said it can be acquired with chalipin, exchange of items. Or two, besocher es makomo, by renting its place where it stands, thereby acquiring with chatzer. Number three, Rabbi Zera said he can place four vessels under the elephant's feet, acquiring with his vessels like a chatzer. And number four, bechavilei zemoros, he can place bundles of vines three tefachim high, then compel the elephant to step on them, causing it to be lifted above the ground. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Chaf Hei, and our standard simmon is the 25th silver anniversary. So here goes. This special silver anniversary dinner was a disaster when the wife of the big diamond ring got such a fright from seeing their Evid's long exposed tongue when he was speaking that she got a chicken bone stuck in her teeth, which would constitute a chatzitza. Just as her husband presented her with a gift of a pet elephant, he acquired by placing her pots under the elephant's feet. Once again, some motion. The special silver anniversary dinner was a disaster when the wife of the big diamond ring got such a fright from seeing their Evid's long exposed tongue when he was speaking, which reminds us, a brisa lists the 24 Roshei Avarim for which a slave goes free for the destruction. Rebbe adds castration, and Ben Azai adds the tongue, which is exposed when one speaks. Although this implies that Rebbe does not consider the tongue exposed, this is disproven because Rebbe holds, arguing with the Rabbanan, that the tongue is considered exposed regarding sprinkling mechatas, which must land on an exposed part of the body, and to consider a Bechor Balmum when it's missing most of the speaking part of the tongue. So the special anniversary dinner was a disaster when the wife of the big diamond ring got such a fright from seeing their Ev's long exposed tongue when he was speaking that she got a chicken bone stuck in her teeth, which would constitute a chatzitza, which reminds us the Gemara discusses why Rebbe's slave woman repeated her tefillah after finding a bone in her mouth. This is based on Rabbi Zera's principle, koharugla bila, any mincha fit for mixing the flour and oil, ain bila ma'akevas bo. The mixing is not critical and the mincha is valid without it. V'she'ein ruigla bila, but any mincha which is unfit for mixing, because of an incorrect proportion of flour to oil, bila ma'akevas bo, the mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. So, the special anniversary dinner was a disaster when the wife of the big diamond ring got such a fright from seeing their Evid's long exposed tongue when he was speaking that she got a chicken bone stuck in her teeth, which would constitute a chatzitza. Just as her husband presented her with a gift of a pet elephant, he acquired by placing her pots under the elephant's feet, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses methods for acquiring animals and how an elephant is acquired, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that all animals are acquired with Hagba. Four answers are given, one being that he can place four vessels under the elephant's feet, acquiring with his vessels like a chatzer. So once again, this special silver anniversary dinner was a disaster when the wife of the big diamond ring got such a fright from seeing their Evid's long exposed tongue when he was speaking that she got a chicken bone stuck in her teeth, which would constitute a chatzitza. Just as her husband presented her with a gift of a pet elephant, he acquired by placing her pots under the elephant's feet. All right, so now it's time for four blabat chazara. Daf chaf of. So the simmer daf chaf of is a car because Bostonians pronounce car ka. So here goes. The family in the ka, ka, that must be on daf chaf of. The family in the ka who drove up to the house in a walled city to redeem it, but were told they couldn't because they were the seller's relatives, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a discussion, but Bate Arichoma can be redeemed by relatives, Rav Shesha says, they cannot. So the family in the ka who drove up to the house in a walled city to redeem it, but were told they couldn't because they were the seller's relatives, were horrified when a master approached pulling his evid and wanted to do ritzia with a metal instrument into the car door, which reminds us, the Brice records a machlokas tanaim regarding what is included in the Torah's requirement of ritzia, boring the ear of the evid ivri who wishes to remain. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda includes wooden instruments such as a peg or thorn based on the word ulakachta, and you shall take. A rabbi is called davar shenikach b'yad to include anything which is taken by hand. He bases his opinion on the more expansive form of drasha of riba miut uriba. Rebbe requires a metal instrument similar to the awl of the Torah, basing his opinion on the less inclusive klal prat uklal. So the family in the car who drove up to the house in the walled city to redeem it, but were told they couldn't because they were the seller's relatives, were horrified when a master approached pulling his evid and wanted to do ritzia with a metal instrument into their car door. Well, the evid vehemently objected, saying he was a Kohen and would make him a Baal Mum, which reminds us, Yudin Baribi taught that the piercing is done in the earlobe. The Chachamim respond, Ein Eved Ivri Kohen Nirtza Mifnei Shenasa Baal Mum. The law is that an Eved Ivri who is a Kohen cannot become a Nirtza because he would thereby become a Baal Mum, possessing a disqualifying defect. If you say only the earlobe is pierced, how would he become a Baal Mum? Rather, the piercing must be in the upper portion of the ear. The Gemara later explains that the Kohen cannot become a Baal Mum because the Torah says, V'shavel Mishpachto, and he shall return to his family. L'muchzak should be Mishpachto, teaching returns to his former position in his family. Dav Chav Beis. So the symbol Dav Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, cab, that must be more on Dav Chav Beis. The cab driver from Diamond Cabs, who dropped off a delicious lunch of bread made from fine flour and aged wine for the Eved Ivri, who was loved by his master, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches, the Pasuk says, Ki tov lo imach, for it was good for him with you teaching, imach b'makol, imach b'mishta. He should be with you in food and with you in drink. You should not eat bread of fine flour while the Eved eats bread of poor quality. You shouldn't drink aged wine while he drinks inferior new wine. And you should not sleep on a mattress while he sleeps on straw. Based on this, it was said, Kol kona Eved Ivri kakona adin l'atzma. Anyone who acquires a servant is as if he acquired a master for himself. So the cab driver from Diamond Cabs, who dropped off a delicious lunch of bread made from fine flour and aged wine for the Eved Ivri, who was loved by his master, and seated at a table right next to the bloody door and doorpost where he'd become a Nirtza, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why the ear of the Eved Ivri is pierced and why by a doorpost. Two different drushes are brought. One is, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Delos and Mezuzah, She'edim in Mitzrayim, the door and doorpost, which were witnesses in Mitzrayim when I skipped over the lintel and two doorposts of Jewish homes, and I said, Hili b'nei Yisrael avadim, for to me b'nei Yisrael are servants, v'lo avadim, v'lo avadim, and not servants of other servants, v'lo tzeisim ha'avdus l'cheres, and I took them out from slavery to freedom, v'halach zeb v'kana adun l'atzma, yet this one went and acquired a master for himself, yiratza b'fneim, his ear should be pierced before them. So the cab driver from Diamond Cabs, who dropped off a delicious lunch of bread made from fine flour and aged wine for the Eved Ivri, who was loved by his master, and seated at a table right next to the bloody door and doorpost where he'd become a Nirtza, came to pick up the master who was lifting an Eved Kanani he had just acquired with Agbah, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Eved Kanani nikna bekesef b'shtar u'b'chazaka. An Eved Kanani may be acquired with money, a document, or chazaka. Braisa adds that he may be acquired with chalipin, and Shmuel says he may be acquired with mashicha, drawing him near. Atana and Braisa holds that if he lifts a slave, he doesn't acquire him, but Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Lo tehe chazaka gedol m'hagbah. Chazaka should not be better for acquiring anything than lifting it. Shagbah kon b'komakom. For lifting acquires in every place, and can acquire slaves as well. Dav Chav Gimel, so the simmer Dav Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The diamond level Kugelach champ, Kugelach, that must be more on Dav Chav Gimel. The diamond level Kugelach champ, who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, which reminds us, three opinions are brought regarding freeing a slave with money or a shtar through himself or another. Rabban hold that an Eved can even free himself with personal money because they hold he can own money. So the diamond level Kugelach champ, who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, since the person who was supposed to receive his get shichur was delayed with a flat tire, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Lazar says a slave cannot receive his get shichur, but we learn that he can make a shliach to accept it on his behalf. This law is derived from a woman, so just as she can make a shliach, a slave can as well. So the diamond level Kugelach champ, who wanted to free himself from slavery using his earnings from winning the competition, since the person who was supposed to receive his get shichur was delayed with a flat tire, told his master he can use his earnings, since they were given on condition that he goes free with them, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rabbi Meir said that a slave cannot free himself with his own money, and the Rabban say he can. The Gemara suggests Rabbi Meir holds Ein kinyan l'eved b'lo rabo. A slave has no acquisition without his master, who automatically acquires anything given to a slave, and holds the same regarding a married woman. And the Rabban hold that a slave can independently own what is given to him. We learn that even the Rabban agree that ordinarily, a slave cannot independently own anything. Rabbi Lezer explains, the cases where someone gave the slave money and said, Almana shetetze bo acheres, this is given on condition you go free with it, and they argue if this condition is effective. Dav Chav Dalet, so the simmer Dav Chav Dalet is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. When the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher, that must be more on Dav Chav Dalet. When the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher at the slave, knocking out his tooth and setting him free, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Yotz b'shein v'ayin, a slave goes free for destruction of a tooth or eye, b'roshe evarim she'in mechozrim, or the ends of limbs, which do not regenerate. A tooth and eye are written explicitly, and both had to be written to clarify that loss of a baby tooth does not set him free, and that the loss of an adult tooth does, despite his not being born with it. So when the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher at the slave, knocking out his tooth and setting him free, it made such a loud noise that another slave lost his hearing, but didn't gain his freedom, which reminds us of Bryce had teach us, although a slave goes free if struck on the eye and blinded, or on the ear and deafened, but neged einov einov roev, if he struck a place opposite his eye and shocked him, and now he can't see, or keneged aznov einov shomeo, opposite his ear, and now he can't hear, the slave does not go free. Rav Ashi explained that since a man is an intelligent being, he shocks himself by focusing on the sudden noise, and the producer in the noise is not responsible. So when the master threw the diamond-studded pitcher at the slave, knocking out his tooth and setting him free, it made such a loud noise that another slave lost his hearing, but didn't gain his freedom, and startled the doctor treating his servant's eye that he accidentally blinded him. Which reminds us, a Bryce teaches that if the master was a doctor and the slave asked him to medicate his eye, and in the process the master blinded him, the Tanakhama says, Sikhik ba'adum yatzel acheres, he laughs at the master and goes free. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the Pasuk says, v'shichasa, and he shall destroy it, teaching he does not go free, ad shiskavim shichasa, until the master intends to destroy the limb, but does not go free for unintentional destruction. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which definitely when a master must provide his eved with food, drink, and sleep in the way the master is accustomed? That's on Daf. Chav Beis. Good number 2. Which definitely when if the master struck a place opposite his eved kanani's ear and the noise shocked the eved kanani and he went deaf, he does not go free? That's on Daf. Chav Daled. Good number 3. Which stuff do we discuss methods for acquiring animals and how to acquire an elephant according to Rabbi Shimon? That's on Daf. Chaf Hey. Good number 4. Which stuff do when an Eved Ivri sold to an idolater cannot be redeemed by halves? That's on Daf. Chaf. Good number 5. Which stuff do we discuss if the tongue is considered an exposed limb that would enable an Eved Kanani to go free? That's on Daf. Chaf Hey. Good number 6. Which stuff do when an Eved Ivri Kohen may not become a Nirtza? That's on Daf. Chaf Av. Good number 7. Which stuff you have a Malkos regarding freeing an Eved with money or a star? And the Rabban hold he can free himself with personal money. That's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Good number 8. Which stuff you learn why Rebbe's slave woman repeated her tevila after finding a bone in her mouth? That's on Daf. Chav Hey. Good number 9. Which stuff you learn that we rule leniently and an Eved is always redeemed at the lower price if the market value fluctuates? That's on Daf. Chaf. Good. And number 10. Which stuff when it's malchokas, whether one needs destructive intent to make the Eved lose an eye or tooth for the Eved to gain his freedom. That's on Daf. Chaf Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.